Good evening. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. Welcome to Vespers. It's a rare night when we don't have a worship book, but you do not need a worship book tonight. Our Vespers will be led by Narnia and the songs they will instruct and lead us in. For those of you who don't know, Narnia is the summer program for children, ages 0 to 11. So I invite Narnia to lead us in Vespers.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, because sometimes we get lost, and sometimes God helps find us. This week in Narnia, we've been talking about looking for things. The first day we look for things to take pictures of, and another day we kind of did a scavenger treasure hunt for a craft, and today we even look for things to make an optical course, and that was a lot of fun too. Maybe this week you looked for something. We also talked about how God looks for us. Jesus even gave us examples of what God is like and how God finds us. You will hear a reading from Luke about God finding us, but you're not quite ready to hear it, because before you do that, you need a little practice. When you see this, woo-hoo! Just
first reading. So Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. A second reading from Luke. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And our prayers this evening come from our young people. We spent some time this morning talking about what prayer is and what components make up prayer. And so we talked about the things that we can thank God for and the things that we can ask God for. So if you will join me in prayer. Awesome God, we come to you as the body of Christ with one voice lifted to you in prayer. God, we give you thanks for food, shelter, cousins and relatives, family and play, our moms and dads, puppets and blocks, and all that you have blessed us with. God, we come before you knowing that we do not always love our neighbor. We do not always care for your creation. We are sorry, and we ask for your forgiveness for those things that we have done that we know about, and for those things that we do not. God, we ask that you keep us safe from animals and falling, especially from falling into Monkey Bear Falls or the river. God, we ask that you be with our friends who are sick. Especially we lift up Cousin Donna and those we name on our hearts. God, help us, if we're ever lost, to find our way again. And help us find peace, light, health, and food. God, we lift up these prayers and the petitions in our hearts, trusting in your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.